Presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
I look like a man in a senior. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here, and thank you guys for joining us in the on this Hour of Enlightenment radio show. It's actually a video radio show, and we are so blessed to have three wonderful people. We have Nora Hazel from Angels Are Healing. She's our main guest, and she's here to share her story and, of course, her wisdom. And we have the wonderful Ginger Bailey, B-A-Y-L-E-Y. All of their information, people, it's going to be in the description box in this YouTube. It's going to be YouTube. And, of course, my dear baby Eric, I love you so much.
He says, I love you, Mama. He's so excited. He's just excited about this.
Well, I kept asking, I need you to visit me. I want you to visit me in some dream, please. And so he was a little boy in a lot of different things going on in my dream last night. So thank you, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome. And he says that he tries more often. He does try. He's trying to, visit you more in your dreams.
Yeah.
Sometimes you not remember.
Hard to penetrate. I guess maybe because I don't remember. So I don't remember if I don't remember.
Yes, that's
frankly speaking.
You're right. How can you remember if you don't remember?
I know. Well, I can't remember stuff during the day. So anyway, without any further ado, Nora, you are angelorhealing.com, a healer, empath, rescue medium, and so much more. So tell us your story.
Okay, it's been a very long road. I've been doing this on and off because I have a family. So in the beginning, it was on and off for about 16 years.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing it full time. And I always had warm hands, as many of us do, around certain people. And a friend of mine said, you should go take a class. And I said, okay. So I took a Reiki class, and it was good, but I knew that there was something deeper. And then I started, my hands kind of started moving on their own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that took a lot of getting used to. And if you can imagine me clearing energy in bed next to my husband, and my husband looking at me, and my hands are moving because
he's like, why are you giving me a black eye?
Yeah. Or I'm having a spasm or something.
I know.
But so one thing led to another, and through this whole journey I could always recognize good and bad energy through my spidey senses, I guess, my vibes. I'm a truth seer, so I know when there's a negative entity or energy around me or around someone else. And when I do healings on clients, they usually come to me, the negative entities, if that's what's going on.
The negative entities come to you?
Yeah, right away. Because they're upset that they know I'm going to close the buffet.
Well, let me pause you right there because I understand that. When I first started doing Atlantic Scalar work, I was attacked so much. It was so awful, especially when we were digging up our backyard to pour new concrete. It was so bad. I got black eyes. They were twisting. Yeah. They were grabbing the dowsing rods out of my hands. They're real people, and it is so scary.
Yeah.
So you're brave.
I wanted to say something really quick before we go on. This is for everybody listening. There is some scratchy sound going on with the sound, and it's not something nefarious or anything like that.
I heard that.
I know that will come up because it does sometimes. They'll think, oh, did you hear that voice? That's just a sound. Eric is saying a sound issue.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Cool. I wanted to add that not everyone has negative energy attachment or an earthbound attaching to that. Not everyone has that. So I do offer healings to clients that just need a reboot. after healing, a lot, many people feel a sense of euphoria. It's like a reconnect to the God state.
The source, is what I call right?
It.
Yeah.
It's a God high. Mm. And that's how we're supposed to feel all the time, but life happens. We go out, we frequent areas that may have entities or...
we open up our bills. We open our mail and get bills. Yeah, I get it.
Everyday life.
Yeah.
During healing, all the, what I call is soot, all the heavy energy, the dense energy is removed. If they have any kind of ailments that is in their contract to be healed, then it can be healed. But if it's not in their contract to be healed, I and the team can help them feel better. And sometimes if it's something that they contract because they have a lot of negativity and they're in a rut, then that can be healed and removed.
But not if it's in their contract to learn something, you know, from like humility or surrender, et cetera. And some contracts are revocable, but some aren't. And that's kind of rare, but some are revocable. What do you think? Okay.
What about your team? The team, I really think this is cool. She told me about the team that she works with.
Yeah, tell us.
That works through you. Yeah.
Well, I call in, of course, God, Jesus, Mary, the Holy Spirit, and about 27 archangels, and then subdivisions of that. For example, the Elohim angels, which I know Elisa works with.
Yeah.
I call in the Blue Ray angels, the Rainbow Ray angels.
Oh, yeah, Rainbow Ray Guardians of Light. I work with those, too.
Yeah. Well, I should add them. But I also call in ascended masters.
Yeah.
You know, Buddha, Kuan Yin. Whatever the client needs, I ask for that particular healer to come forth and assist me with whatever the client needs.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, I remember when I had a very big practice, big clinic. I had my own laboratory. I mean, I was the only doctor, right? My own x-ray department. That's crazy. My own cell machine, you know, treadmill, defibrillator, just a bunch of stuff. Anyway, so I was going to do some sort of surgical procedure. I did minor surgery, and I had a surgical suite. And this lady, who looked very bohemian, she was an elderly lady, beautiful gray hair with a, you know, cool flowery long dress. And I touched her, and she goes, "Oh, my God, you have the hands of a healer." And I thought, okay. You know, I was like, okay. I thought she was nuts. But, you know, my hands do get super hot every once in a while. And when you said that, it brought me back to that story, you know?
Yeah. That's very common. Very common.
Yeah.
Some healers.
Yeah.
Then that's what happens during healing. My hands get very warm. Sometimes the client needs psychic surgery, and the powers that be will direct my hands on what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So during the healing, they get a balancing. All their chakras are balanced. It's like a detox as well. So it's important for them to drink water after, because a lot of soot and things are removed.
Right. Flush it out.
Yeah. So in the beginning of the healing, I only do it by phone, and we chat for a little bit so I can get an idea of what the client needs. And usually during the talking, they also are getting healing.
Yeah.
So then we hang up. And the client lays in a very comfortable area in their home that they're comfortable and uninterrupted. And I work on a holographic version of them in my house. And I don't call them afterwards. I ask them to email me what their experience was when they wake up, because most of the time the clients fall asleep. They're almost put into a deep, relaxing state.
I can imagine. Right.
And then I have different experiences with people, and the person's going to get exactly what they need because God knows what they need.
Of course.
So I could be doing something on their feet, and the team will be doing something on their head.
Yeah.
So it's two different things. I can say that I once had a trucker as a client, and when I used to do it in person before COVID, I was working on him, and he said, I know you were at my feet because I peeked, but I heard wings by my head.
Wow.
So I said, okay, everybody gets something different. Not everybody gets that. Some people are in a deep sleep and they have a conversation with a loved one. It also enhances people's intuition. And
yeah, get all that soot away.
Clearing.
It clears crap from your pineal gland, pineal gland, what do you call it? Your third eye, your crown chakra, all that stuff. I can imagine. You know, when I first started doing the skater work, I don't know what I was doing, okay? I mean, I first practiced for months and months on family and friends, right? Because I didn't want to, at least watch out for all the unsuspecting public. And I had, you know, I had prayers of protection that I used, but, you know, I obviously had not honed them enough because it, you know, doing the healings made me so ill and pain everywhere and throwing up. And then I would take a bath, even though I took a bath, I'm a bath person. In the morning, I would take a bath, and then I drained the water, it was black. I have pictures, it's crazy. Totally black soot all in the bathtub after I drained the water. So, Himalayan salt time, it helps.
That's interesting because one of the things that I teach people, if they don't already know it, one of the most important things is energetic hygiene, to really, really ground yourself every day.
Yeah.
And make sure that you surround yourself with white light.
Yeah.
So you don't take on all the soot or the negativity. I've just seen so many people get involved in things and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Using tools of sorts, like a pendulum.
God.
These tools are bad.
Oh my God, I have stories to tell you. Like this one father who was started working with, I think, tarot cards, didn't know to protect himself, and all hell broke loose. His daughter was just completely tortured. I mean, we had to do emergency stuff on her by all sorts of things that come through portals that come through. It's a welcoming, you know. So you have to protect yourself.
It's imperative that you protect yourself. You set the intention when you start to use any tool whatsoever. It's really important for you to say, I set the intention to communicate with my family member only that walks in the light, or Jesus only, or
no one else is allowed. And they actually kind of,
nobody else is allowed.
Right.
So important, because the second you touch any kind of tool, all is energy, whether it's good or bad. Their antennas go up. Oh, there's an opening. I quite possibly may be able to communicate with somebody. Or if it's a dark entity, a low vibration entity, they're going to say, great, I can feed off of them, I can scare them, I can manipulate them, I can cause them depression, I can make them sick. That's all they do.
Addiction, it's awful.
Addiction.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, and a lot of it is, it's all fear. They feed off of the fear.
Right.
So important to raise your vibration I've watched so many Channeling Eric videos and YouTube, and I learned so much.
Me too.
You know, right?
Yeah.
But raise your vibration.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with light. Ask for help. Call upon your angels or your guides for help.
Yeah.
It's really, really important to do that. And take salt baths. And That's
yeah, that helps me. I just took one after work today because I dealt with some very difficult household. And, I had to take a pink Himalayan salt bath, and it really helped. So what's a good way to clean your energy? I know that there are many ways. I know that there was one that Jamie Butler said that, you know how they have those sifting screens at archaeology dig sites? You just visualize one and just do, put it through your body like that, and then at the end step away from it and take all that crap that it sifted from your energy.
Yes.
Throw it in Mother Earth, because that's the perfect recycler of all energy,
yes,
including dark energy.
Very important.
But any, what's your favorite?
After healing,
yeah,
I wash my hands with soap and water.
Mm.
I sage the whole house.
Yeah.
Sage and Palo Santo, sometimes frankincense, mm-hmm, and myrrh.
Yeah.
Smudge the whole house.
Yeah.
I spray myself with holy water. I also use holy oil.
Mm.
And I put my hands in dirt and sea salt.
Yeah.
Sea salt first, rub that together, and then I put my hands in soil, and that seems to really help.
Awesome.
But most importantly, I surround myself with the angels, my team, and light. I have layers and layers of, I call them spheres. Some people call them bubbles.
Yeah.
But I, layers and layers, but because of what I do.
Right.
Well, not everybody's going to need to go to this extent that I do, because I have things come in that just are mad at me, and
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
grab them.
I get it.
Window.
I'm going to text my husband and Lucas upstairs. I don't know what they're doing, but it is so freaking I think Lucas is playing Zelda or something.
It must be winning.
No. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to share my experience. I had a healing, you know.
Oh,
with people. And,
oh yes, please.
I actually have a back injury that I got when I was younger, a lot younger, from a fall I had. And every once in a while, I'll get like a little bit of like arthritic pain, you know, depending on like the weather and stuff, like normal arthritis. But very rarely I get like these muscle spasms in my back where,
yeah,
like I can barely like straighten up.
Ugh.
And I actually got one a few months ago, and Nora did a healing on me. And first of all, I have to say, when laying there, I can, and now everybody's different, they're all going to experience this different, and I am in tune to energy a lot, but
yeah,
I could feel energy going over me. I could feel it inside and out.
Wow.
I could feel this. It is very strong that I felt. And but I have to tell you, the best part is that my back, the pain went completely away. The muscles relaxed, and I haven't had any problems with it since. And that was like, that was pretty big.
Oh, my God. Oh, because I had such pain in my neck and upper shoulders and super space.
When you sit, it's because you're like sitting and, you know,
yeah,
in the computer a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the doubt in the skater field.
And right, we're
working.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, a lot of it you'll feel, like the stresses of what you do, Lisa, with the energy, a lot of it's going to sit in that area because
yeah,
the upper chakras. You know, this is coming from Eric. He's saying a lot of that will sit up there in the upper chakras too and weigh you down.
Yeah.
So
that's
you
so
get
fun.
A lot of like tension there.
Okay. So how long do these healings generally take?
Well, the actual healing with the team is anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
But the talking and the conversation is about a half hour beforehand.
Okay.
So that's how long it takes. And it depends. If it's a really intense healing and someone's got a lot of attachments, that could take a little longer.
Yeah.
And sometimes the initial communication, which I always say, if I'm doing a house clearing or a home clearing,
yeah,
I say communicate by email only before off the premises.
Oh.
Because some of these dents low vibration entities are intelligent and some aren't. Yeah. I never underestimate that.
No.
But I can talk to someone on the phone and they come to me. I can watch, my daughter likes to watch Forensic Files, so we watch that every once in a while. And by golly, those people who have died, if they hear their name, they come to me.
Oh, God.
It didn't cross over yet. So yeah, I think there's more earthbounds and people who are lost.
Yeah.
But there's also healing, as Ginger said. People have certain old injuries or new injuries, and like I said, people are going to get exactly what they need, and it is a reset button. Sometimes it helps people get rid of fear if they're having doubt and they're cycling a thought over and over again, or a pattern, like a mindset or a false belief. Those can be removed.
Well, see, that is one of the things that I've calculated. It, there's like a 4% failure rate on the Atlanta Scalar stuff. And I have many times for many, many people paid Michelle Gray to read their energy. And every single time, the Scalar energy instructions are right in their auric field, but it's blocked by them subconsciously, et cetera, doubts, you know, too good to be true, or I'm not worthy of getting better. Or some people actually are stuck in this victimhood, like I'm diabetic, that's all I know. It gives me comfort to be in that state. So they're sort of stuck in this victimhood. So can you help get rid of some of those blocks? Because then the Scalar instructions will integrate. It's not like they disappear. They're there waiting.
Yes, because after the healing, it's taken away, and they reconnect with that memory of how they're supposed to feel and how they used to feel.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like a cycle, being on like a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And the thought pattern is just cycling over and over, or looping.
Yeah.
But once they have a healing, it dissipates. And the work is done. I can tell when the team is working on certain things in a person.
Yeah.
They'll go up by their, they'll bring me up by their head and just pull things. The soot. Like you said about addiction, there are people who used to be addicts and then they're not addicts after the healing.
That's so awesome.
I find that miraculous. The name of my site, Angels Are Healing, is intentional because I'm just a vessel. I'm just part of the team. I do what God needs me to do, right? So that's why I say angels are doing healing. So am I a healer? Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm the vessel.
Yeah.
So they use me to do what needs to be done.
Great.
Tell me more about the psychic surgery. I mean, you know, a lot of people have lost soul fragments that need to be retrieved or reattached and, you know, psychically reattached to, like maybe their leg was shot off in the Civil War, they were amputated, and you know, and now they have all sorts of problems with that lower extremity, and so you know the soul fragment is lost and needs to be retrieved and reattached. We do that with the main service too. But tell me, is that something that you also do, obviously, right?
Yes, that also happens. I can tell because they work on that particular extremity.
Yeah.
And I set the intention with the client. I ask and choose to be healed mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, as well as to have past lives that are adversely affecting the current life.
That's so important.
To be removed and thank them. And then let the client know that this is no longer needed.
Right.
And they work on the aura as well. Layers of the aura, taking out whatever is ailing them. There are certain, I've only had 3 clients with this, but there's something called a black hole, which is not to be confused with a portal. Mm-hmm. Portals are an opening for good or bad energy to come through. Sometimes people have a portal in their home because they play with certain tools improperly and unprotected. And sometimes if the person is weak and vulnerable and they don't do their protection and they don't take care of their health or their energetic hygiene, portals can rip into people's auras.
Yeah.
So that can be healed and eliminated.
Good.
But as I was going to say before about the three people who had something called the black hole, which usually can be triggered by a certain event, a certain negative event. They have to be really, really down.
Like trauma, loss, right.
Yeah, or addiction.
Yeah.
And this black hole can also come from many past lives and just be carried in.
Yeah.
One client in particular said, I have the worst luck, he said. I don't like my birthday ever because I always have bad luck.
Oh.
And what happened was when I did the healing on him, the team puts my hands in a certain way as if I'm removing a boulder off of this person and I just throw it out. And then their luck changes. I'm not going to say they win the lottery, but...
We can help.
Right. You never know, but more light is allowed in and the darkness is blocked out. And I will say that many people who do not have... to not bring the light into their home just makes it more accessible to the dark.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of people who have, you know, there's portals that are closed that should be open to let in abundance and creativity and all that stuff. But there's, like you said, portals that are open but shouldn't be. And this could even be on the land. Maybe there's, you know, horrible things that have happened on that property, war, sacrifice, all that stuff. And that needs to be taken care of. And it could be in the home itself and, of course, the energy of any of the life forms living there. Even the possessions, like mirrors and wardrobes, it can have portals that are back. But a lot of the times these portals that are open but should be closed are, like you said, ripped open because of trauma, loss, etc. And a lot of the good portals are stuck shut because of the same things.
Right.
So the portals need to be taken care of.
It's a vicious cycle because sometimes people are just depressed and down on their luck or just sad or full of grief. And then that causes an opening for the ick. And then they get more depressed and they can't get out of it. But sometimes even when the ick leaves them, they see a better buffet, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
then they still have the residual energy which needs to be removed.
Right.
So the residual energy can still make them feel off and not themselves. I wanted to mention when I did my first home clearing, this family was having all kinds of activity.
Mm.
And the daughter was gifted. And I would go around the house and feel and vibe everything.
Yeah.
And I would allow... God or Jesus or the team to just guide my body and follow where it is. And then I would grab it and I would throw it out the window into the light.
Awesome.
I would always say, you know, Archangel Michael, please be there and grab and bag this and get it out of here.
Yeah.
And they had a portal in the backyard and they had a portal in the house. But the person who owned the house before them was a homicide detective.
Oh, wow.
He was bringing back all these spirits and entities, and he didn't
no
even
wonder.
Know.
Yeah.
So, you just got to keep your house clean.
Really? Right. And
so
the land.
Really, houses and people, right? I mean,
and animals.
Right.
And animals, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So pets, pets are easier because they don't talk. And they don't
have connected.
And they don't have doubt, you know, because thought creates reality. You don't have to fight their thought creating reality versus your thought creating reality and what you do or what the instructions of the scared or feel. Interesting.
Right.
So tell me about how well, you joined up with Eric, how you found him, if you worked with him, et cetera.
Well, I found Channeling Eric years ago, back when Jamie was doing video.
Well, that's a long time ago.
A long time ago. And now I'm so sensitive to energy that there were certain things that I couldn't watch because at the time I was not aware of putting up my blocks, putting up my walls, and making sure that nothing that is not of the light was allowed in.
Right.
So I would get anxiety as the earthbounds make us feel.
Yeah.
And I just go, okay, I can't watch everything, but there were so many that were so informative and so educational for me.
Yeah.
And then I started realizing I have that, I do that, I feel that. And I started going to about 4 or 5 of your gifted mediums on the Channeling Eric. And it's been a long road, you know, because I felt like I was kind of plopped in here to this earth with gifts and feelings, and I didn't know what they were, but I had felt them all along.
Yeah.
So it was kind of deconstructing what was happening and putting a label to it. And then now I could say, okay, I know that I name all the, there are different negative low vibration energies, and I know what they do.
Yeah.
So I know what to do to get them out.
Right.
And that kind of thing. But yeah, and then I started asking Eric to be a guide and be present during all the healings. And as I go around the room, I always pray and bring in, you know, all light beings. All the archangels and Eric, and a myriad of healers as well that walk in the light only. So as I began to pray, I would situate then around my room, and Eric was always over here that way. And I know what angel is requesting my energy or attention, because they will turn my head to that angel.
Oh.
Archangel.
Yeah.
Which is usually very tall.
Yeah.
So,
I really see that too. I see a big beam of light.
Wow.
The energy light. Yeah.
So Eric was and is kind of an orchestrator, making sure that everything goes well, which brings me to the vision of him with the clipboard.
Okay. Second in, I'm in the supervisory.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Okay, check. Everybody's here. Okay, check. We can start the healing. So
that's awesome.
But it's been a long journey, and
exciting though.
To thank you so much for doing this. Unfortunately,
thank
the
you.
Way it started, but
no.
It's a contract, I guess. But
thank
I'm
you
grateful.
For being the light worker you are. That so many people can reach out to and, you know, get help. That's important.
Yeah. I'm here to help whatever people need, even to talk. Sometimes people just need to talk.
Do you channel too?
That's healing.
Is it mostly healing, or do you also channel?
It's interesting. I understand that I am channeling when I'm helping someone during the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
For the healing.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
Because it's a knowing,
claircognizant.
Claircognizant and clairsentient, because you're very sensitive.
Oh.
So, yep.
So, very
That's
sensitive.
Awesome.
And I also have been realizing that in my sleep, I'm astral traveling.
Wow.
Doing healings during my sleep.
Well, that's awesome.
So,
yeah. Where are you drawn to?
Who knew?
Learning every day. That's just awesome. Is there anything else you want to share before we take callers, Nora? Or Eric, is there something you want to say before?
No, he's just happy that you're here. He's talking about this a second ago about light workers, all of us
working together, and that it's growing and growing, and there's more and more that are coming into their skills and and knowing, you know, what they need to do and learning. And this is something that's going to continue to grow throughout.
Yes, God knows we need them.
For the future.
Okay, well, I guess we can start taking, thank you, Nora, and don't go anywhere because we still need you. We have somebody from the 651 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana, from, I can't remember.
From Minnesota.
Where are you from? Minnesota, that's right. What can we do for you, Christiana?
I was just looking for some insight into some activity last night in my apartment, like around, kind of around midnight, a little after midnight. And like, it just sounded like the fan was making banging noises, and it sounded like there was like people running around.
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
what was that, Eric?
And then,
So Eric is talking about what's going on with this is you actually are tuning in more and more to energies around you because they are all around you, Eric says. And it's to get your attention. This is to get your attention so you can see that you do have the ability to sense these things.
Is there anything negative?
But yeah, I was just going to say, he's saying there's nothing negative to this.
Good. Good.
But just, you know, if you do something, he's talking about meditating. If you do a little bit of meditating, it's going to help you center yourself and, you know, kind of just put a little protection bubble around yourself, and you're going to start sensing more of this. And you're in control. He wants you to know this, that you're in control because...
Yeah.
He says that you don't really feel like you are, but you're in control of this. So if you want it gone, you can say, I want it gone, and it'll be gone. Okay?
I did pray about it, and it stopped after about 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to mute you because I want to ask Nora a question, too. Thank you, Christiana. Nora, what is your favorite form of grounding? Your favorite technique?
I think that the most important thing for everyone is to make sure what you choose you resonate with. It has to resonate here. There are a couple things that I do. I learned along the way. One is just to say, Mother Earth, please ground me.
Mm.
And then feel her very, very strong energy just kind of embrace you and relax you. That's grounding. Of course, everybody knows the active meditation or the active grounding, such as gardening. That is also very helpful to, just, if you can't get out and garden, repot some plants.
Yeah.
Or buy a bag of soil and literally buy a bag of soil and put your hands in it just to sit for a second.
Yeah.
Because it's clean, there's nothing in there. But also, I envision a vine coming from my root chakra, and it's about 14 or so vines.
Yeah, that's what I do too. Oh, hang on, I need to open the door because the dogs are drumming crazy.
Okay. So I envision this vine going all the way through the earth, down to the other side, and I envision it grabbing onto a huge ball of white light.
Mm.
And when I do this, the energy is shot right back up. And it actually, I just did it. It makes me sit up straight, so I can feel the energy coming back up. And that's one way I ground.
That's awesome.
But there's many.
Many,
other
absolutely.
You know.
All right, let's see. Awesome. Okay, we're gonna take one from the 910 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, it's Belinda from North Carolina.
Hey, Belinda, what's up?
I didn't know if I'd be able to talk or not.
Oh, I know. Iffy. What's going on? What can we do for you?
I'm sick. I quit smoking June 29th, the 30th, I'm sorry. And I tried. I was going to get everything together. And now the only thing I'm doing is staying sick.
Hmm. It's not because you stopped smoking, I can tell you that.
No, but I'm just glad I try to improve myself. Something else is coming along.
Ginger, this is sort of your specialty, right? You know, nutrition and all that kind of stuff. I mean, is there something going on that she needs to handle in that?
I missed some of what she said. Alicia?
She stopped. Okay, she stopped smoking the 30th of June, and she's been sick ever since. Sounds like she has a respiratory thing going on.
Yeah, this isn't from stopping smoking. This is something that started before you quit smoking, and it does. Eric is saying it has something to do with the respiratory infection, and I'm not diagnosing, but he's showing the inflammation in your lungs, and he's saying that this is causing like almost like going into your blood system, into your bloodstream. So it's causing you to feel sick everywhere. Yeah.
Is that so? Just no pain, no gain, that kind of thing, or is there anything she should do?
Yeah, this is something she needs to go see a doctor for.
Yeah, I'm seeing a doctor. I've been sick before I quit smoking, because that's why I wanted to call in to a lot of the shows, because I'd lose my voice.
Yeah.
My vocal cords would just stop.
All right.
So
well,
I just listen to the show.
Get your stuff to help you need. And we're going to send you healing lights. So you can get well, Belinda. Go back to making your peach cobbler. He's so good. I always tease her about him. I want her to make me a peach cobbler because I love me a peach cobbler. Or dewberry cobbler, whatever. I love cobbler. All right. Got somebody from the 669 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Medhus. This is Alexis from California.
Hi, Alexis. You can call me Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. So I'm calling in because you suggested, I think I wrote you and I told you, I don't know what Atlantic Daily Services helped me, and I'm like a hot mess express. Like everything Nora was describing, and hi, Nora, I feel like I'm probably someone that could work with you as well. Like I've definitely stuck in a rut, like took on too much stuff, have gone through a lot of crisis and death this year, like it's stop. And I'm like, I just keep getting hit with the hits, and I feel like there's a lot of spiritual attacks, and I'm just like I told you, a freaking sad country song right now. I need help.
Eric, what's going on with her energy? Can you read her energy?
Yeah, some of this is spiritual contract, okay? But he's saying that you do have your vibration for some reason. It's going like a wave. In a wave, he shows me with your vibration.
Oh.
And every time it drops, he's saying every time it drops, you are getting some lower-level entities that are feeding off you. They're not attached on you, but they're feeding on you.
They do this.
It happens sometimes.
Mm.
Some of it is for you to experience. It is something you're supposed to be experiencing, but he's saying that it's not something that can't be dealt with, okay? There's a lot of anxiety. I'm feeling a lot of anxiety, and this also will attract things. But I mean, nobody can be, like, perfect, and that's okay because we're supposed to have both ends of the spectrum on the way we feel.
Yeah.
But learning how to deal with our thoughts and how we look at things that are going on with us in a different kind of way and knowing and understanding why will help, he said. But there are some things going on with not attachments, but you are being affected by
would Nora be able to help? Or is that the next best step to go?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, Eric said. I'd like to add that people don't realize how much power they do have being there.
Oh, no. That's true.
Right. I had a client who was being attacked at night, and she said to me, but I keep saying, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. And I said, great, but did you say, dear God, Archangel Michael, Jesus, protect me.
Right.
Guys, angels, get them out of here now.
Yeah. It's all a question away. You just have to ask.
have to ask.
Plus, you know that you also stand in your own power. You don't need an archangel to protect you.
But the entities are not allowed to do this.
Right, right.
They're just going through life. And, you know, it's bad enough that people just have ailments and depression and all these other things. It's just not fair that now they're being attacked by things they can't even see, and they don't know why they're having anxiety.
Yeah,
they can give you anxiety. It's just, so that enrages me.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah, I can tell.
You have the power to say absolutely not, get out.
Right.
Right. But to stop it from happening, Eric says, to stop it from continuing, you also need to work on understanding the way your response is to things, the way your reaction is to things in life, because that will help.
Maybe that's part of the contract.
Yeah, it is your target. That's why she has a contract. Part of it is for this, to learn that.
Right. And I think a lot of you listeners and viewers, because this is going to be video too, probably need to hear this as well. So, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alexis.
What services should I purchase?
Oh, okay. You're listening to me still. I would not purchase any more scalar stuff, because we've done stuff and it's just waiting at your scalar, your RX field probably. Nora, the you can say, I think you need to connect with Nora at the website link that's in the description box here.
AngelsAreHealing.com.
Do you agree with that, Eric, that no more scalar services, because those will, when the blocks are removed?
It's almost like they're waiting at the door. He shows me
the
doors.
Yeah, right.
Open.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. All righty, let's see. Get somebody from the 501 area code. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. How are y'all?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Who are we talking to?
This is Donna, the peach cobbler lady from
Arkansas. That's the peach cobbler. I get you and Belinda mixed up. Sorry. All right. Y'all can both make me a peach cobbler. I'm here.
That's right. That's right. Got plenty of days to do.
Are there any messages
for me?
Is there any particular, more specifics, like a message about relationships, a message about health, a message about work, something like that, so we can narrow it down? And also, can you turn up your volume, because we can barely hear you? Or talk louder.
How about now?
That sounds better. So what sort of message would you like, sweetheart? Miss Donna?
Give me a message from Eric.
Eric's
actually just talking about self-care. Okay. He says to work more on some of you, work more on you, pay more attention to you. You do a lot for others. Do some more for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, put yourself first more often. There needs to be some, more self-love, he's saying.
Yeah.
Not that you don't love yourself, but do more for you.
Tend to yourself. You're a beautiful garden that needs to be tended to. And fertilized and all that.
You deserve it, he says.
Right, of course. Yeah. You're whole and part of God. You're whole and part of the Creator. Why wouldn't you deserve it, right? You're absolutely divine. And I also want to say to people out there that one thing I talk to you guys in the scalar field, and one of the things I say is that you have, and this is not with you, Donna, but some talk, you have... This is probably for Alexis and a lot of people. You have absolute sovereignty over your own energy. No one and nothing can access your energy without your permission. So just remember that. You have the power. You got the power.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Calling.
Thank you all. Love you all.
Love you
more. Bye.
Okay. Let's see, have somebody from the 209 area code.
That's my area code.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, no, no.
No, me. It's me.
No, it's okay. Yeah, right. Right. Hi, who are we talking to?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
I'm from California. I just wanted a general message from Eric or my guides or my higher self. What is going on with me? I keep feeling like something big is coming and nothing big comes. So just a general message for me about that.
Okay,
that would be great.
What he's saying is there's a lot of changing going on, and not just like in your physical life, you know, around you, but like energetically. There's a lot of changing going on with you energetically, and that's why you're feeling that way. So he says that if you just focus in, okay, on the things that are pulling you, what you're being pulled to do, things that you enjoy, stay focused on that, he says, because that's going to guide you where you need to go. And hold on a second. Okay, so he's saying that right now you need to not worry about what's coming. Don't think about what's coming. Just think about things that you enjoy and things that you want to do, and stay, like, turn your focus to that in a way, not that you're looking into the future. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, when you focus on those types of things, then you bring them to you, because this is about manifesting and focusing on what you have going on around you that you enjoy, not things that you don't enjoy, okay? But this is more, this feeling that you're getting, he says, is because there's an energetic change going on with you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not very comfortable, and let me tell you, because humans don't like change, good or bad. They just don't like the change. They like what they feel comfortable in, you know, the what's familiar. So this is just an energetic thing that's going on.
Awesome. Okay. All right, Stacey, call back, and I want to hear how you progress. Because you will.
Thank
you.
You
are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks for calling. And Ginger, if anybody calls and you think, she needs Nora, then, let us know, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, 732 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, this is Melissa from Tom's River.
Melissa, hi. What's up?
Hi.
Eric, what's going on? How are things? And what do you think I should know? How am I doing?
Sounds like you're doing great.
Yeah, it does. Eric says he's doing great. Absolutely wonderful.
Of course.
He loves this. He loves this so
I
much.
Know.
He's saying hello. He's saying hello back. And so he says you're doing fine. You're on track, okay, with your journey. You're on track. He also says that there's too much focus in too many directions. Okay, I don't know if you resonate with that, but he's saying to narrow your focus. Narrow your focus. That's what I'm hearing.
What direction do you think? What direction does he think I should stick to?
The one that holds your focus the most. He's not saying anything like generalized. You know, he's saying to narrow your focus on prioritize. Okay, thank you, Eric. I can use that word. Prioritize. And what you feel drawn to the most, focus on that, because it's too wide. There's so many things you're wanting to do, he says, but you can't do it all at once. You're only one person.
Yeah.
Narrow it down and prioritize.
Well, Eric, maybe you can, in the middle of the night when she's asleep, nudge her in the right direction. Tell her, here's what you need to do.
Yeah,
I welcome
you're
that.
Gonna know. Your guys are going to guide you. You're going to nudges. You're going to get directed by this, he just said. So it will help you. Just you have to bring your focus in, though, because it's hard to know unless you pull that back. Pull back,
okay.
You know, your focus a little bit.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling. Oh, I love her energy. She's so bubbly. I think that's one of the...
Yeah.
That, I think she might be one of the ones Eric crushes on. I don't know. I'm getting that. Okay, got this.
She's blushing now.
Oh, so we have somebody from the 443 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, Alyssa? This is Gina in Arizona.
Hi, Gina.
Hi. I have a question. I'm trying to tap into my clairvoyant, my gift, and I've been doing everything I can, like with Veronica, and I even took a level
That's
two
great.
Reiki class now, and so I'm hoping that between the Reiki and everything, I'll be able to, hopefully it'll start kicking in. I'm having a lot of trouble. I was told that my female and masculine side are keep bouncing back and forth. They're not balanced because of past trauma. So is there anything else I can do to help balance this all out? And
Absolutely. So here's what you need to do. Eric is saying that you need more practice. You need to experience it. You need to experience what it feels like to channel, and you do that by practicing reading.
I mean, there are Facebook groups that do this.
Absolutely.
And Veronica, guys, somebody can.
Right.
Yeah.
You're actually channeling, and another thing that's happening, he says, is your expectation. You're expecting it to come in a certain way, and you need to let go of that expectation and just let it flow, he says. Just let it flow, because what it's like, it's like a thought. Like when you're talking to somebody, say you're giving somebody some advice, okay? And as you're giving them advice, you're just getting ideas that are coming into your mind that you're telling them. That's how it works, just like that.
Okay.
If that's how channeling, that's how psychic readings work, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, that happens to me. It's like I'm talking to somebody, and it's like, what is coming out of my mouth? I know I'm not that smart. So, yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Absolutely. And
I know.
Feel like they need to have control, like how do I control this?
Yeah.
But it's not really a control thing. It's more like a noticing thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta notice it and let it flow in, and the more you do it, the more you'll notice it. Of the difference between your own thoughts and the energy coming in with the answers.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll ask a question and I'm like, okay, waiting for the answer. I wanna be able to help people and do readings and so frustrated.
You get there.
Email me. Okay.
Is this who is this? Ginger? Norma?
No. Email me. Ginger. Ginger Bailey.
Oh, Ginger. I have a nutrition thing appointment set with you in August. So.
Oh, good.
I want to get to the bottom of it. I want
to talk to you before then, or we can talk to you during that time. Okay.
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, let's try to take one quick one. 651 area code.
Hi, Lisa.
We only have 90 seconds.
Oh, but
gosh. Before you ask anything, let me, in case we get cut off, y'all check out the description box to find out about Ginger and Nora. And also, share, hit the like button, hit the notification bell, and also check out the Atlanta Scalar YouTube channel and this one, the Channeling Eric one. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, this is Addie Larson from Minnesota. How are you doing? Hi. I know I don't have much time. Just wanted to see if Eric can tell me if we've had any past lives together.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh,
he said
God.
Yes before you even finished asking that question.
Oh, my God. What was the most recent one? What were they
most
together?
Or
the most significant one. It doesn't make any difference.
Siblings.
Oh.
Sisters, maybe? Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sisters.
No, sisters. Okay, cool. Did y'all get along,
yes,
Eric?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right.
Great. Were we ever married or no?
That's a great place to pause or to stop. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. I love you,
thank
Eric.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Ginger. Love you, Nora.
Love
thank you,
you love
for
you, Mama.
Sharing your wisdom. I love you.
Thank
bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everyone.